see their sins forgiven, anticipate your hand above, and heaven be saved.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to come together and gather here in this church and also online to worship you together. Thank you for giving us the gift of life and all the joys and the blessings that we enjoy in our lives. And we thank you for this day that you have given us so that we can come to you and call you Father, regardless of where we are in our faith journey. As we come before you, Lord, we pray that you will bless us, Lord, according to each one of us, according to our needs and our desires, our hearts. Also, as we meditate on the word and remember the baptism of the Lord, help us, Lord, to remember the ministry that you have started in this world and the work of redemption that you did by giving your life on the cross of Calvary, that we were able to become your children. Living God, when the Spirit descended on Jesus at his baptism in Jordan's river, you revealed him as your own beloved Son. You anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to remember the baptism that we have taken, that we all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant that we all have made and boldly confess Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the privilege that you have given to become part of your kingdom. Be with us in our worship service today, that your name be lifted up in our songs of praises, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word, and all the things that we do here, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us greet each other in Christian love. You can wave each other and also say hi to each other online.
Hey, everybody!
Good morning!
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, everybody.
Chuck and Vicky, good morning.
Good morning,
Martha. Good morning, Jan and Harry. Good morning, Miss Lou and James. You're all doing okay, hope. Now the choir will be singing the anthem, Love Lifted Me. If you want to join, please remain seated, and it is on the red book 48.
Lifted me.
Now the responsive reading is Psalm 29. If you are able, please stand.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl, the strips the forest bare.
And in his temple all cry glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as ruler forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to
God.
Please be seated. This is our prayer time now as we come together and share our prayers of blessings and joys and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also at the same time, it's a time to share our burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to his will and time. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns at this time and pray together. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin if you want to follow that. Some of the items to call out, particularly we want to remember Jack and Linda in our prayers. Jack had to go back to the hospital again on Friday, and I believe she is still in the hospital. Please remember him in our prayers. And also Linda, who is also struggling with a lot of things that he has to take care of during this time. So let us continue to keep both of them in our prayers. Keep Martha, she's recovering. And Martha, are you doing okay now?
I'm doing well, thank you. I would like to lift up my husband in prayer. He's having outpatient surgery on Tuesday, so we're praying for a good outcome there.
For Rich, let us pray for a successful surgery for Rich. And Jean, do you have an update? Anybody? Jean Brown?
I texted with his daughter last night again.
Okay.
And she says that he's improving, but he's a little bit slow with his walk. But she says she thinks he's doing much better. They got him on some kind of medicine for that
Okay. So Gene Brown, we hear some improvement for him. Let us continue to keep him in our prayers as well.
Just like to add, in general, people who are going through COVID for their recovery and health. There's, you know, a few people that are on the list that are dealing with it or recovering, but just in general, whoever is dealing with COVID, that their body can fight it and it's a good outcome.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. Josh and Joseph listed in this prayer group, they both are recovering better now, and both of them, well, at least Josh had a hard time, was a young man, but he had a hard time with the COVID. But the whole family is recovering that, thanks be to God.
I talked with Eddie yesterday. Also, he called and said that he was on his way back from South Georgia. He said he went to South Georgia to get a shot.
Oh, to get the shot.
Yeah, he said he was almost at Tallahassee. He kept saying Auburn, but he must have meant
Albany.
Albany.
But he and another man went down there to get shot.
Good that they got it.
He said
he's chasing everyone.
All right.
You never know about that part, but you know Eddie.
Yeah. Good kid.
But he did say he got him a shot.
Okay, that's good. And George also had COVID. He's mostly out of it by now, hopefully. We haven't heard anything. Otherwise, he started walking now. Young man, he's probably in his early 50s, and was in the hospital for a month with COVID. When he came back, he could not walk. So thank God he's walking now. Let us continue to keep all of these people in our prayers. And also the pandemic as a whole. This is getting really bad. Some people is really getting bad. So let us pray that God will intervene and bring a stop to this through some means. And we know that God is good and He has a plan behind all of these things. And it's going to be good for all of us, whatever way it turns out. So let us be thankful for all the work that we are doing during this time. Let us keep our service providers, our healthcare workers, and our military, police, all of those who are in the front lines fighting this disease as well as providing services for us. So let us be thankful for that and keep them in our prayers. Keep our incoming and outgoing government, as the transition is still happening, to be smooth and peaceful. Let us continue to pray for the administration to do the right thing and the good thing, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things. Anyone? Anything else?
Cindy Jolly, she got to go home. She's so good. I don't think she's heard good if it's cancer or not, but she looks great. So.
Oh, okay. Anyone online? Anyone had to raise anything? Special items of prayer? If not, let us go to God in prayer together. Spend a few moments in silent prayer where you can bring up your unspoken prayers, and also I will close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Loving Father, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you as your children with our prayers of blessings and thanksgiving as well as our prayers of burdens and concerns. Lord, thank you for the gift of life with the family and friends and fellowship and the church that we can have together, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the privilege that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ to become your children, so we can come to you and call you Father at any time, any moment in our life. We thank you for all the people that you have given us around us with the many, many blessings that we share between each other. We thank you for the Spirit of God who is working through us and in us during this difficult time. Even when we are afraid and concerned, your peace and your Spirit is giving us the comforting presence, and we thank you for that. Many of us are broken in our bodies and many of us are broken in our souls and spirit, Lord, with various things that bothers us. But we know that you are the source of all true healing and that you are the one who can make us whole. When we are lonely, you are our friend, and God, when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace, and you are the source of true healing. We come before you as broken people. We lift up those who need your healing at this time. Particularly, we pray for Jack as he is spending time in the hospital again. Bless them as a family, particularly the doctors and nurses. Give them the wisdom to diagnose the problem with Jack so that they can treat it properly and he can come home fully recovered, Lord. We pray for Linda also. Give her peace and also a lot of things that she has to juggle around. Give her the comforting presence that she can handle everything to, for this time. We pray and uplift them as a family into your hands, Lord. We pray for Martha. Thank you for the continued recovery that you are giving her. And especially pray for Rich and lift him up in your hands, Lord, as he is going for a surgery, that it will be successful and can be coming back home without any complications or problems. We also continue to pray for Gene Brown as we heard some good news today. Be with him and heal him, Lord, and strengthen his body and spirit. We particularly pray for the family members who are caring for them to have compassion and patience and love, that they will all be comforted with your presence, Lord. We thank you for the continued healing of George and Josh and Joseph, who were all struggling with the COVID. Thank you for the healing that you have given them. Restore their health and strength back to normal, please, Lord. We thank you for also the recovery and the progress that we heard about Cindy Jolly. Continue to be with her and restore her health back to normal. We pray for all of those who are affected by the COVID in various ways, Lord, in health, in family situations, with jobs, and all different kinds of problems directly and indirectly because of this COVID. We know that you are working behind the scene in all of these things, and we trust in your grace and mercy, Lord. You are the same faithful God who was there yesterday. You are here for today, and you will be there for us tomorrow. Help us hold on to that promise and trust in you, Lord, that you will bring an end to this pandemic soon, and so that we can all restore our lives back to normal, and we will not have to fear about this virus anymore, Lord. We pray for our health workers, our doctors and nurses, and who are fighting in the front lines, especially people who are doing the vaccinations. Bless them, Lord, and thank you for their good gifts and talents that they are providing us. And continue to protect them, Lord, that they can do their jobs effectively. We pray for our police, our military, our fire service, and our grocery service providers, our trash workers, and a lot of people who are working, putting their lives at risk. We thank you for all of them. And also we pray for their continued protection and give them the grace every day that they need, Lord. We pray that you will be with our country as a whole as we continue with the transition of the power in Washington. We pray that you will make it smooth and also to bring unity to the country, and also give them the wisdom for the leaders to do the right things. The President, Vice President, Cabinet, Congress, Senate, all the state governors and mayors of the cities who are all making great decisions and big decisions that affect our daily lives. We pray that you will guide them with the Holy Spirit to do the right thing that will bring good to the people. Also can lead the world with peace and prosperity as a country that you have called us to be. Bless us, Lord, together as church, as we do your work in this community, and also bless the council meeting that we have planned for this afternoon, that we can plan together with the guidance of the Holy Spirit to work more efficiently and effectively for your kingdom in this community and around the world. Help us to be faithful in whatever we do, Lord, and give us the grace and the mercy that you have shown us so that we can spread that grace and mercy to others around us. Bless us today in our worship, Lord, that we will worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in heaven and also around the world. Bless us together to lift up your name, that your people will be blessed, Lord, and we will go from here as more powerful with the word and the power that you give us, that we can be more effective witnesses for you in the days to come. Be with us and guide us as a church and as individuals and families, wherever you place us, Lord, to be faithful to do your work. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now as the choir is singing Spirit of the Living God, the ushers may please come forward and take up the offering. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you as your children. From your open hand we receive the gift of life, health, joy and fellowship. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us everything, more than ever we could ever deserve. We offer ourselves at this time and bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers, our presence, gifts and service to support this ministry of the church and also the mission of the church around the world. We ask you to accept this offering, your people, O God. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading taken from the Gospel according to Mark chapter 1 verses 1 through 11.
The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger away ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, as we come before your word, we pray that you will open our hearts and minds to receive your word. Prepare our hearts, Lord, with humility and obedience so that we can follow your word and obey your commandments that you give us today. As we remember our baptism and also the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, to remember how united we are, and you made us united together through the baptism of Christ and our baptism that we relate to it, so that we can be one body together doing your work in this world. Thank you for giving us the privilege of being baptized. Bless us, Lord, with your word as we meditate on that today, and help us, Lord, to understand the mysteries of the living word. And bless us with your power of the Holy Spirit as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we read about the start of the ministry of Jesus Christ with the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ by John the Baptist. And we all,
Zoom shut down for just a second.
Okay. All right, it's back to normal. Yeah. So we all, at one point or other, have been baptized as babies or adults or whatever situations in our lives. We've been baptized as Christians. And if you have not been baptized, please let me know. We will have to talk about it. A baby was being baptized in a church. I think I have told you this story. If I did, then just, you know, ignore it. And then after the baptism of the baby brother, little Johnny was crying all the way home in his car, and the dad was asking him several times, what's the problem? Then finally the boy said, well, after the baptism, during the baptism, that priest said that he wanted us brought up in a Christian home, but I want to stay with you guys. So baptism has a very special and very unique meaning in our faith. It's a declaration to the world that we are followers of Christ. And the baptism of Jesus that we have read today, as I have told you before, is the revelation of the divinity of Jesus Christ. And the voice came from heaven. Heaven opened up. And the voice came from heaven saying that this is my son. And in another gospel he says that to Jesus Christ directly that you are my son. When we talked about Epiphany, the revelation of Christ, the Savior to the Gentiles of the world, the baptism of the Lord actually is the revelation of the divinity of Jesus Christ to the world itself. So it's called Theophany. If you want to look at that, Epiphany and Theophany, how that works. Regardless of what we are looking at, a Theophany or Epiphany, God has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, God himself, to be the Savior of the world, not to a group of people, or not to the good people alone, but to the whole world, regardless of who we are, where we live, and what background that we have in our lives. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus Christ and declared that he was the Son of God, and listened to him, to the whole world, that the Spirit was talking. It is the identity that the Holy Spirit was placing on Jesus Christ. This is my beloved Son. Baptism declares the identity of a person as a child claimed by God. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus Christ and identified him as, in this, you are my Son. And in the Gospel of Luke and Mark, the record was saying that you are my son and my beloved son, addressing it to Jesus directly. That's what we read there. But in the Gospel of Matthew, we read it as a third person, like, this is my beloved son. So in other words, what I take from that is that God is revealing himself through Jesus Christ to the world, and in people who were there listening to that, you are my beloved son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit is giving that declaration to Jesus himself, and then to the world, saying that this is my beloved son and listen to him. So the Spirit was talking to both Jesus and to the world, that saying that this is the Son of God himself who came to this world, upon whom I am well pleased, and listen to him. And that's where the ministry of Jesus started. It is a privilege to be the part of the family of God, which we declare through baptism. We together claim and declare to the world that we are children of God when we are baptized. Traditional Protestant churches like ours and other Christian churches baptize everyone, including infants. We don't separate children from taking this sacrament. There are two sacraments that as a church we follow, the Holy Communion and the baptism. These are the two sacraments that we do because Jesus Christ asked us to do and continue to do this. First of all, it is not human work. Many times we get confused with this. Baptism is something that some churches or some people believe that you wait till a child is old enough to understand and accept it. Well, if it is a human work, I can see that, a human decision. But we believe that baptism is not just a human work, it is a divine work. It is God's work. And because of that, we also believe that it is our responsibility to bring our children to baptism as Christian parents. It is our duty and responsibility, less like any other duty and responsibility that we do, to take our children to the schools or send them to school at a certain age and give them health checks and different things that they don't know. Even if they don't know, we try to make sure that as children, as parents, our children need these things to grow up healthy and sound. So we do that as children. So this is also something spiritually as people of God we need to do, to raise our children and bring them to the baptism. And so that even if they are very young, the earlier the better, that we can bring them to the waters of baptism. It is not a human work to satisfy certain religious rituals. Here today and now in the witness of this church and the presence of the triune God, we claim that child or that person to be part of the family of God. It's a witness of becoming part of the family of God. There are two elements in the baptism of Jesus Christ that we want to think about. Is that Matthew, the gospel writer, indicates that the baptism was being requested by Jesus when he came to John the Baptist. John the Baptist was performing the baptism of repentance from sins. But Jesus Christ, being the Son of God and the one who John the Baptist himself proclaimed as the Lamb of God, the sinless Lamb of God, here comes the Lamb of God, and he acknowledged Jesus Christ as the Son of God who is sinless. So he did not need a baptism for the remission of sins. He never sinned and he is sinless. But when he came to John the Baptist and requested him to be baptized, John was surprised. You know, why do you ask me to baptize you? Because you are the sinless Lamb of God, the Son of God. You don't need baptism. And then Jesus said, let this be done so that all righteousness will be fulfilled. In other words, Jesus was taking or accepting or going through that ritual of baptism to identify with all of us, as Son of Man and Son of God, identifying together with us as sinners when we go through that baptism. Jesus sought the baptism and John and conceded and agreed to do it. Together, their obedience to God's plan was a step on the path of righteousness. So John's baptism to Jesus Christ was not for the repentance of sins, but Jesus was accepting the baptism to be identifying with us. So then when we go through baptism, we are all baptized by the same waters of baptism and connected to Jesus Christ together as one body. Regardless of what church or where you are in this world, anywhere, one sacrament that we all are connected together is the baptism. The waters of baptism unite us no matter what other doctrines separate us or regardless of what other arguments and problems that divide us. The waters of baptism bring us all together as God's children, as one family, regardless of where you are, when you lived, where you lived, as one body in Christ. That is the power of the baptism that we take. The second thing that Jesus' baptism was fulfilling the righteousness. Jesus was submitting himself to that ritual. It was also an act of being in solidarity with the sinners, standing in solidarity with those who feel unworthy of God's love and grace, and which is a powerful act. This is the good news in this message, that throughout the ministry, Jesus was calling all the sinners to come to himself, because he identified with us not only in body but also in spirit, going through the baptism, so that we can all go through that baptism and be partakers of this one ritual, one sacrament that has been instituted by him. Water is a very powerful source. I mean, if you think about it, it's one of the most powerful elements, like fire. Water is very powerful. I read that 70% of the earth is covered by water and is one of the most important natural resources that we have. And another thing that struck me was our body weight is made up of about 60% of water. That is kind of surprising when I thought about it. That means if you weigh about 200 pounds, about 120 pounds of it is water. Think about that. And then that 120 pounds is about 15 gallons of water. So we are carrying about 10 to 15 gallons of water in our body every day. Water is so much part of our body for our life, for sustenance and our existence. It is important to industry, to fishing, to recreation. The flow of water is very powerful that can create valleys and create mountains. So it is a very powerful force that water has been chosen as one element that unites us all together. Baptism through means of water is very powerful. It connects a person to the family of God. In the waters of baptism, we are connected to God. And also we are connected to the community as a church. And also to the salvation history. Throughout history, we are connected through the waters of baptism. In the waters of baptism, we are infused with the Holy Spirit to God, to do God's will in this world through this life that God has given us. And also, baptism is a calling for a higher purpose. It is not about just ourselves and our lives. We are all called to do something beyond ourselves, something higher than ourselves. As Christians, God has given us a life in this world, not for just to live on our own, but to bless this world. That's why the purpose of the life that God has given us in this world. We all have a calling. One way or other, God has called us to do his work and to be his people. He has called us to some of us to preach, to some of us to serve the church in various different ways by taking up responsibilities and leadership in our church. It's a higher calling because of that baptism. Each of us, nobody is immune or nobody is exempt from it. Everybody has given an opportunity one time or other to take up some responsibility to do whatever God wants us to do. To teach Sunday school, to lead the children or the youth, or to go to a mission trip, or whatever you are called to do. That's a higher calling that God placed on you when you took that waters of baptism, that one sacrament as a Christian. God has called us above all to be faithful to our calling. Not to be famous, but to be faithful to our calling in whatever way that God wants to use us. Whether that calling be great or whether it is small. Whether we feel like it is good or whether we don't like feel it is good. God has called us because we are worthy. And he considered us worthy to do that work that he wants us to do. But to be faithful to that calling is the most important thing when we remember our baptism. And also we have to remember that baptism is not a sign of salvation. It is not going to save you. Baptism is not some secret ritual that will give you magical properties to cleanse you from your sins. It is a declaration of being cleansed. That is what it is, and it does not save you by itself. Your salvation comes from your faith, personal faith and relationship through Jesus Christ. And baptism is a declaration of that salvation. God forgives our sins by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, who was raised to eternal life. And we are proclaiming that Jesus, as Jesus had died and been raised to life through baptism, as we go in that baptism sacrament, we are also taking part in his death and resurrection as we take the baptism. It is a visible outward sign of invisible inward grace. It is important to remember that the Holy Spirit does that work in us. It is not some transaction that we perform. That it seals us in the permanent relationship and proclaiming that we belong to God now and forever. That God has claimed us as his own. And we are not going to be under the bondage of the devil or sin anymore. And there is only one baptism, as we need to also understand that when Jesus received that baptism, and we accept that and be partakers of that baptism, as a child or an adult or whatever form it be, we believe in one baptism. As we read in the scripture, there is one faith, one baptism, and we do not rebaptize anyone for any reason. We accept others' baptism in other churches, and we accept it because we are all connected through that one baptism of water. Baptism is only one and does not have to be repeated. Nobody can take a baptism on your behalf either. You have to take your baptism as your faith, personal faith itself. As Paul says in Ephesians, there is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to hope, one hope. There is one Lord, there is one faith, and there is one baptism, and one God and Father of all. And also, nobody can undo a baptism once you have been baptized. You are baptized. Nobody can undo or do a rebaptism because you cannot cancel a baptism. In some churches or some people might ask people to rebaptize because they don't believe in another baptism. But we don't believe as a church that one baptism is all what is taught in the Bible, and that's all you need. Nobody can rebaptize you. Once you have taken a baptism, it is forever entering into that relationship through Jesus Christ and taking part in the to be connected to the family of God. God's sacrament of baptism has been given us to connect us together as one body, and also the sacrament of Holy Communion to take part in his sacrifice. So as one body together to do his work, and also one body together when we take part in the communion to take part in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And like I said, it's not a ticket to heaven. It does not save you or give you any permission to go to heaven just because you are baptized. Your faith and your relationship with Jesus Christ and God is the only way to go to heaven and also the path of salvation. So if there is anyone who is here not sure about the baptism, please let me know. We can have a talk about it. If you have never been baptized, please pray about it and let us talk about it and have it scheduled as soon as possible. The altar is open. If anyone wants to come and pray, please use this time and remember your baptism and to rededicate your lives to Jesus Christ and God, to use our life for His glory and the blessing of this world. Through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church by water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of God and remember our waters of baptism that we have taken one time in our life, so that we can rededicate ourselves today. May the good Lord bless us with these words in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I said, during this closing hymn, we are singing When Jesus Came to Jordan. It is 252. If you are able, please stand. If you want to join the church, please come forward, or you want to pray at the altar, or you want to remember your baptism. It's a time that you can take. We can come and pray at the altar or online. Let us know if you want to join the church. We will schedule a time for that. Let us stand and sing the closing hymn When Jesus Came to Jordan. People of God, go knowing that we are all one body connected to the waters of baptism through history and around the world, and also for the future generations to come. One body, one Christ, one faith. Go in peace knowing that God the Father is there caring for us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Love everybody.